guitar. And Ray, I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Back then, purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it all. Still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe flooding in the upper Midwest. A dam in Mankato, Minnesota is on the brink of failing after days of relentless rain. A bridge between Iowa and South Dakota partially collapsing. Sandbagging goes on. Millions of Americans are also under heat warnings or advisories today. A new determination on guns from the U.S. Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has decided for the first time that the nation's level of gun violence has reached such pervasive levels that it has to be addressed. That the time has come to call it a public health crisis. Much of Vivek Murthy's concern appears rooted in disturbing new trends, including the fact that gun violence has recently emerged as the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country.
ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is headed back to his native Australia. He has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that will include time served as his sentence and end years of a fight trying to get him to face charges in the U.S. This is ABC News. The FBI is now investigating allegations that several Houston area heart surgeons may have put patients at risk. And ABC's Jim Ryan says it is a doctor pointing the finger.
Federal investigators say that from 2013 to 2020, three heart surgeons would routinely double and sometimes triple book themselves to surgeries and then allow unqualified medical residents to perform complex procedures. They and the medical facilities where they worked would then, according to Dr. Jeffrey Morgan, bill Medicare for all of the operations.
It took years to develop this case.
Dr. Morgan's attorney is Patrick Yarborough.
Behind a whistleblower is a huge amount of courage.
The case has brought a $15 million settlement. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Several major music labels are now suing two AI companies, accusing them of stealing music to train their artificial intelligence models. And for the fourth time, Tesla's had to issue a recall for its Cybertruck. The problem this time, trim pieces that can come loose. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever?
It's the Sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the Sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the Sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles.
It's the Sheet.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 75 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 76. On Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, again highs in the mid-70s. For the weekend, your Saturday will have highs in the low 70s and a high of 70 on Sunday. That's weather from Severe Studios. Right now, 71 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Madison Metropolitan Schools are asking for $600 million more from taxpayers. Monday night, the city's school board approved two tax hike questions for the November ballot. The first requests $100 million more for day-to-day operations, while the other asks for $500 million more to replace five city schools. You have to keep your boat in the river even when the river floods. A Jefferson County judge said Monday boaters aren't allowed to trespass onto flooded private property. The ruling reverses a DNR policy which says people can use any navigable water as long as they stay on the water. And the Green Bay Packers have named a successor for CEO and President Mark Murphy when he retires in July of next year. The team named its chief operating officer and general counsel, Ed Policy, to succeed Murphy. He's the son of Carmen Policy, who was an executive for the San Francisco 49ers during their Super Bowl seasons of the 80s and 90s.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Anabas Silo, your Coyote tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. And Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident on Martell Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 16-year-old Alex Betho of Maiden Rock was traveling southbound on Highway Y when he failed to stop for a stop sign and collided with a westbound vehicle on Highway 29, driven by 46-year-old Travis Bonse of Baldwin. Both drivers were taken to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is proposing to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare plant, which may result from the Nugget Lake County Park Project in Pierce County. Pierce County is proposing to dredge portions of Nugget Lake and transport the dredged material through wooded habitat to a nearby agricultural field. The presence of the state-threatened snow trillium is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. The DNR is concluding that the proposed project is not likely to reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state, the whole plant animal community of which it is a part of, or the habitat that is critical to its existence. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding the project-related impacts to the snow trillium by July 24th. The search continues for an Eau Claire man last seen on the Eau Claire River. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department says 35-year-old Robert Hansen went missing Saturday afternoon while he was fishing. Friends said he tried to walk across the river and went into the water. Rescue crews say the search has been difficult because of the recent rain and the fast current on the river. Tribal leaders of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwa and Prairie Island Indian Community have been appointed to the Minnesota Racing Commission by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The appointment has sparked concerns from the state's horse racing tracks, Canterbury Park and Running Aces, as they view the tribal leaders' casino operations as competitors. The tracks expressed worries about the tribal leaders' lack of horse racing experience and potential conflict of interest. Despite the tracks' objections, Waltz defended the appointments, emphasizing the appointees' understanding of gambling regulation. The appointment comes amid ongoing debates over sports betting legislation and the role of the Racing Commission in regulating the industry. The state of Wisconsin will help inspect boats this week to keep animals and invasive plants out of state lakes. The Department of Natural Resources says volunteers will be at boat launches until July 6th, helping educate people on where invasive species may be on their boats or boat trailers. The DNR's Eric McFarland says taking a few minutes to clear mud and grass from your boat and trailer can save lakes and rivers across the state. The DNR says the Clean Boats, Clean Waters efforts can make the difference between being able to enjoy a lake or river and losing that water to an invasive species. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Officials say this year will be the last for the Monona Community Festival. Organizers announced the end of the festival, citing a lack of core volunteers, increased costs, and new regulations. Festival President Eric Redding said in a statement that over the last few years, the number of core volunteers shrunk from 20 to 7. Redding says the nonprofit also received notice a few weeks ago that the city would require a substantial fee for 2024 for police, fire, EMS, and public works staff time. The Monona Community Festival dates its origins to the 1960s, when it was called the Monona Fun Days. The event has routinely brought 20 to 30,000 people annually to the city for one of the region's best 4th of July fireworks shows. Local election clerks have been facing harassment over the state's new absentee ballot envelopes. WKOW reports a New London man has sent emails to clerks around the state saying those new envelopes are illegal and he'll sue any clerk who uses them. This despite the envelopes being improved by the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. The man has already filed over a dozen lawsuits against local clerks. Dane County Clerk Scott McDowell has been debunking the emails and sending out assurances to clerks they're doing nothing wrong. McDonald calls the emails a scare tactic and an attempt to stop absentee voting.
There are plenty of job vacancies in Wisconsin, but if you're coming off a job in a specialized field, it may be hard to find a new position. The Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodick says you might need to consider a change to get back into the workforce. That includes relocation or even upskilling to a new line of work. If you're still having trouble finding a position and you're on unemployment, call the Job Center of Wisconsin to receive some assistance. The Minnesota Department of Health is wanting those who use private wells for drinking water to take steps to prevent contamination due to flooding. The agency issued a news release urging property owners to have a private well contractor do a checkup. They also suggest floodproofing for wells that need repairs, including extending the well casing above any expected flooding. Those who can't get their wells checked should get a supply of clean water that will last several days. The Department of Health is also suggesting shutting off power to the well to prevent flood water from being pumped into the home's plumbing system. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Reese Hoskins clubbed a sixth-inning grand slam to lift the Brewers to a come-from-behind 6-3 win over the Rangers in their series opener at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Hoskins has been up and down this season, said it feels great to come through for his team.
Big situation in the game. I've learned pretty quickly that the game is always going to throw the next moment right at you. So, yeah, you just got to stay ready regardless of how it's gone. I learned from a coach, you got to want that fifth at bat, even if you're 0-4. So, yeah, like I said, nice to come through. Nice to get a win. First game of a series coming back home as well.
Elvis Peguero picked up the win in relief. Trevor McGill notching save number 16, reaching 101.4 miles per hour on the radar gun in the ninth inning.
Just some adjustments made this week, and I just feel like I'm getting back to, you know, the ceiling on my fastball. So, kind of figured some things out on this last road trip, and guess it worked.
Game two of that series is tonight. Brewers All-Star closer Devin Williams working his way back to the team. He's scheduled to throw a bullpen session on Wednesday. He's been on the injured list since the start of the season due to stress fractures in his back. Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champs, knocking off Edmonton 2-1 in the seventh and deciding game on Monday night. The Panthers got over the hump after losing to the Vegas Golden Knights in last year's Cup final. Packers Board of Directors unanimously naming Ed Policy as the team's next CEO after current team president Mark Murphy is set to retire in July of 2025. Murphy has been the Packers president and CEO since 2008. Tennessee captured its first College World Series baseball title, edging Texas A&M 6-5 in the third and deciding game of that series in Omaha. And Rice Lake alum Kenny Bednarik is headed for his second straight Summer Olympic Games after taking second in the 100-meter dash at the U.S. Olympic Trials in Eugene, Oregon. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Minnesota Twins will go for their third win in a row when they visit Arizona at Chase Field tonight. The Twins are coming off the series win over the Oakland A's over the weekend. Minnesota is in second place in the AL Central. Joe Ryan starts for Minnesota tonight. First pitch is at 8:40. The Minnesota Timberwolves are locking down their head coach. ESPN's reporting the team signed Chris Finch to a four-year extension yesterday. Finch became Minnesota's head coach in February of 2021 and has led the Wolves to the playoffs in each of the last three seasons. This past season, the Timberwolves went 56-26 and made it to the Western Conference Finals. Finch is 160-127 since becoming the Wolves' head coach. The Minnesota Lynx will go for their first Commissioner's Cup title when they take on the New York Liberty at UBS Arena tonight. The game pits the best team in the Western Conference against the best team in the Eastern Conference through five games. Minnesota's currently in third place in the WNBA, while New York is at the top of the league. Tonight's game begins at 7 o'clock. Round one of the NBA draft is just around the corner. The league's future stars will gather at Barclays Center in Brooklyn tomorrow night. A pair of French international prospects are expected to go first and second in the draft to the Hawks and Wizards. The Bucks, by the way, have the 23rd pick in the first round. The Packers will continue a long-standing tradition next season. The team announced yesterday Ed Policy will take over as the new CEO after current team president Mark Murphy retires. Green Bay unanimously elected Policy during a board meeting. Murphy has been Green Bay's president and CEO since 2008 and will reach the mandatory retirement age of 70 next July.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The walleye fishing is incredible right now. The fish are really biting, but the pike are biting good, too. So if you're out there fishing for walleyes, how do you keep those pike if they take your bait from cutting right through your line? I'll tell you, but first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach said the walleye fishing right now is phenomenal. But he said the pike fishing is good too. And for him, using a large shiner minnow right now to catch the really big walleyes is what he likes to do. And the pike can be a pain because they'll grab that shiner and cut right through your line. So what he's doing now is using a piece of 10-pound, sometimes he'll even go 15-pound fluorocarbon leader from the sinker to the hook. And what that does is it provides an invisible line on the bait, which is really good when you're fishing walleyes and pike too, but it's also a very tough line. And if you keep the drag on your reel very light, the pike won't cut through that line. They'll pull line off the reel, of course, but you just fight that fish softly and you'll land a very big fish. It could be a pike, it could be a walleye, but it will not have cut through that line because it is fluorocarbon, very tough. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Forecast for today, a partly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs low 80s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, a slight chance of a storm in the morning, highs mid-70s. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs mid-70s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Lake City at 80, Mondovi 84, Wabasha, Nelson 78, Pepin 77, Plum City, Nogales 76, here at WRDN Sunshine 76 with Blake Shelton and Austin. It's 8:24.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you.
Darling, Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, then kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what plant that little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where kind generations will pray.
paper rain, they'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Justin Moore, this is my Dirt 835. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. This reminder, the Mondovi Public Library is holding a grand opening of the brand new facility. That'll be on June 29th, this Saturday, from 10 to 3. The ribbon-cutting ceremony begins at 10 o'clock. They'll have an open house and more. That's the Mondovi Public Library's grand opening of the new library this Saturday, starting at about 10 a.m. with the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and then other activities after that. Now, let's run down birthdays for today. This actress starred in several television shows, including Lassie and Lost in Space. June Lockhart, 99 today. Wow. Award-winning singer Carly Simon is 79. You're So Vain, one of her biggest hits. This actor and comedian starred in the television sitcom Good Times, rather. Jimmy Walker, 77 today. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is 70 today. Former basketball player Del Curry is 60. He's the dad of NBA superstar Steph Curry. Actress Angela Kinsley is 53. She's best known for playing Angela Martin on the TV show The Office. This actor is best known for playing the lead role of Julie in the Netflix series Julie and the Phantoms. Madison Reyes is 20 today. Born on this date, doll designer Rosie O'Neill, born in the state in 1874. She designed the Cupie doll. Director George Abbott, born in the state in 1887, he directed Damn Yankees and The Pajama Game. This author penned such classics as Animal Farm in 1984. George Orwell, born in the state in 1903. TV and radio actor Peter Lind Hayes, born in the state in 1915. This director directed the movies The Verdict, Dog Day Afternoon, Network, and 12 Angry Men. Ooh, that's a good one. Now, Sidney Lumet, born in the state in 1924. Baseball Hall of Famer Willis Reed, born in the state in 1942. Or check that, Basketball Hall of Famer Willis Reed. He led the New York Knicks to world championships in 1970 and 73. TV personality Phyllis George, born in the state in 1949. She was Miss America in 1971 and was also a correspondent on the NFL Today on CBS. Celebrating birthdays locally today, Steve Reckman celebrating his birthday today. Go see him at Dairy Queen. Tell him happy birthday today. Judy Paschal has a birthday today. Lisa Beekle celebrating a birthday. Kevin Smith, happy birthday. And Deacon McDonough, also celebrating a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. And on Friday, we pick ourselves a Birthday Anniversary Club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some Birthday Anniversary Club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Durand Smokehouse now features Wagyu beef. You bet. From the steaks and the hamburgers and more. Yep, brand new. Wagyu beef from Durand Smokehouse. Definitely want to try that out. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Don't forget to tell Steve happy birthday. Use your Dairy Queen app
earn rewards points, and then you can redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Forecast for today, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower late this afternoon, highs low 80s, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s, tomorrow sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm early, highs mid 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Mondovi 84, Lake City 80, Wabasha Nelson at 78, Pepin 77, Plum City, Nogales 76 here at WRDN, Sunshine 76 with music from Jody Messina, and I'm all right on the way. We're going to talk with Jesse Singerhouse from Dunn Energy about a new solar project that's kicking off by Big River Resources in Dunn County. We'll have that interview next. Here's, again, Jody Messina.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Were younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm all, I'm all, I'm alright. It's a beautiful. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family, and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Jesse Singerhouse with Dunn Energy. We're going to talk with Jesse about their new community solar project. It's right across the street from Big River Resources. So it's like, I'm going to call it like the renewable energy section of Dunn County here. And we're going to talk about this brand new facility that they had held a ribbon cutting here recently for. And Jesse, thanks for joining us. Well, first, this is kind of big. How many panels you have in here?
So this is about 1.5 megawatts, so 1,500 kW. It takes up about 11 or 12 acres. I don't know the total number of panel counts, but we'd like these smaller projects that fit on, you know, 10 to 12 acres of land, really close to one of our substations, which is right across the road as well by the Big River Resources. We think it really fits nicely to put that energy generation in a spot where it can be utilized, and it's close to infrastructure, so we don't have to build a lot of infrastructure to get that energy back on the grid.
So how many homes, farms will this serve?
Sure, this site, and there's its sister site over by Colfax, there's actually two of them, they're similar. Total-wise, probably about 600 homes. They'll produce enough energy to equate to about 600 homes usage throughout the year. I mean, today it's a beautiful day, it's sunny, there's a lot of energy being produced here. When we have, you know, cloudier days and it isn't working as much, you know, that generation's picked up by our other resources like coal or wind, natural gas or hydro. So it's a good mix, but overall, with what it'll produce in a year, the two sites together, about 600 to 700 homes.
Now, this is a community project, so Dunn Energy members can kind of say, hey, I want to be part of the panel. They can do that, right?
Not on this one, exactly. Our last one we did down by Downsville was a community one. We had shares for that, and we're making plans for our next project to have a community portion. These two projects are for cooperative use in general. So Dunn Energy sells annually about 225 million kilowatt hours, and this will cover some of that for our members instead of buying it, you know, from Dairyland Power.
And by the co-op producing it on its own, it's cheaper to have the co-op do it than to buy it from Dairyland or the Midwest Regional something-something operator.
It depends. Certain days, it definitely is cheaper. What we can do with this project is it's locally produced, so the cost of the connection to the grid is pretty minimal. And we locked in our price on this energy with the developer for 25 years. So we know what we're going to pay for this amount of energy over the next 25-year period. It's locked in and set versus volatility in gas prices or coal prices or anything like that. We've locked in a portion of this energy.
Talking with Jesse Singerhouse with Dunn Energy, they have this new community solar project, this new solar project right across the street from Big River Resources here just outside of Boyceville. So where we're at, there's some spots here that are open still. Is that for future panels or future development?
It could be. There's a little bit of open land here. It's really important for One Energy, our developer partner, and us. We want to be sustainable in this. So you can see that there's grasses kind of planted here. They're developing pollinator-friendly habitat. So we want to leave that green space here where we can. But, you know, there might be a spot for adding a little future growth here. We have the capacity to do that with the equipment we put in. Same with our other site. But so kind of a dual purpose, potential future growth, but being environmentally responsible is also really important to us on these projects.
Are there plans for other projects like this with the co-op?
Yeah, we're really excited about our next project. It's so close. I can't officially say the say the name, but it's going to be a little bit bigger than this. So instead of about 12 acres, you're looking probably closer to 18 or 19 acres. It's going to be in the Elk Mound area. Again, with One Energy, it's a 2.5 megawatt project. We have that on the horizon. We also have another smaller, like 1 megawatt project we're looking at doing on our own without a developer that we could do on our co-op lines. And that kind of gets us up to our max. We have a contract with Dairyland Power, our power supplier, who's really instrumental in these projects as well. But we can do so much on our own locally, and then the rest we contract with them, and so that'll kind of max us out on that limit. But that next project, we were thinking 2026, but talking to the developer last week, it might get moved to 2025 because we're ready to go on that project. But like I said, we're really close, a couple dot the I's, cross the T's, and we'll be ready to talk about that more.
What about farmers, specifically dairy farmers? Some of them, they use a lot of power. They might have some non-tillable acres that they have. They don't ever want to take out some productive farmland. But is there any way they can work with the co-op to say, hey, can you put something here to kind of help me out?
Yeah, you bet. We just were down at one of our dairy farm members down in the southern part of Dunn County recently. They're looking at a project on their own. There's some USDA grants available for farmers to look at for to access some capital to put these in. So we're willing to work with people on that. Being a co-op, we're here to serve our members. We just want to make sure they bring us in at the beginning of the process so that we can understand what they're looking at, how much energy they're going to put on the grid and when. Because we have to plan for those days when farmers, maybe they sell everything or all the fans are off, but that solar energy is producing energy and sending it out to the grid. Our equipment has to be ready to handle that. So we need to make sure our lines are big enough, transformers are big enough, upgrades need to be done. So they contact us first. We'll come out, meet with you and your developer, talk through the project. So everybody's on the same page from the start. We hate coming in behind the scene and the farmer doesn't know, oh, I didn't know I was going to have to pay for this certain upgrade, or this was going to happen on the utility side because of the solar project. So we want to be in there from the beginning and talk through. But yeah, if you're interested, call us. We have an energy specialist to come out and meet with you and talk about it.
They may even say, you don't have to even put it on the land like we have here where they're on big poles. It could even be on the side of the parlor.
Yeah, it could be on the roofs. You want to talk to your barn construction companies and engineers to make sure it's the right setup for you. But if you have some non-tillable land, good infrastructure down there by the farm, three phases is beneficial. Projects that are closer to a substation is really beneficial to us. So when we're going to come in and do a project in an area, like through a Dunn project, we'll reach out to all the landowners in that area and say, if you're interested, give us a call, and we're One Energy a call, and we'll talk to you about developing a bigger utility scale project. But I know farmers are solicited by lots of emails and letters and calls from developers just looking to secure land. They don't even have a project on the board with a utility. They just want to secure the land for a potential future project, especially around big transmission lines and substations. So no, that's not us. If we're involved in it, your local co-op is going to reach out and have our name on that letter as well to be involved. So
sometimes that's just the best idea. Let's work with Jesse and the local folks instead of the fly-by-night guy that comes in, because you never know what you're going to get, and that could be a bad thing. Well, Jesse, though, before we let you go, we're going to talk not about solar power, but fair season just around the corner. You ready?
Oh, we're ready. My daughter was in this morning working on her calves. She's got 4 beef calves working on and maybe some sheep. And so we're about 3 or 4 weeks out from the Dunn County Fair. The Colfax just had their fair, and Northern Wisconsin State Fair is coming up. But we always make a presence at the Dunn County Fair with our family, and down to one kid showing now, so it's a little easier, I think. But we're looking forward to it. It's always a great time. Appreciate Brian and your crew coming out and doing the live show broadcast for families to see from all over, and on the Facebook Live and things, and interviewing the kids. So it's always a great time. So come out to your local county fair, wherever that is.
And it's also during the Dunn County Fair, the co-op is a big supporter, always has been, of the fair.
Yeah, we are. We help sponsor the fair. We're one of the sponsors. We come to the livestock auction and usually buy an animal from one of the exhibitors to sell to our employees or donate to like a food pantry or somewhere. So they'll have that livestock auction on that Saturday, the Dunn County Fair, and it's always a good time there. And we've done some safety demonstrations in the past, and whatever we can do to kind of help out, it's a great chance for to serve our rural members that come from all around the county for the 4-H and FFA exhibitors to exhibit their projects. So.
That's Jesse Singerhaus with Dunn Energy. Again, they have the brand new solar project here right across from the Big River Resources ethanol plant. Again, I'm just going to start calling this the renewable fuels section of Dunn County, I think, is what we'll just, we'll kind of coordinate off. We'll let the county board know that that's what they got to designate, that this is the renewable fuels area of the county. You're listening to WRDN.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Line and Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service requirements. Repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month salute brought to you by Chippewa Valley Energy. Visit them online at ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. Sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around.